The musical group Devotchka had sort of an unusual beginning for a rock band, but then Devotchka is nothing if not unusual. They got their start as the backup band to a Denver, Colorado-based burlesque show. Now Michel Jolet reviews this self-made CD by one of America's best unsigned bands.
Ah, oh, jeez, what can you say? This is romance, this is life, this is Devotchka. Let's go. It's like they could be a wedding band or traveling minstrels for a gypsy circus or the soundtrack to 100 Years of Solitude. It's everything music should be. Danceable, clappable, sad, celebratory, crooning madly into the abyss of a moon-drenched night.
June, July, August, September. Let's drink them all.
The band is made up of four classically trained musicians on some sort of mission to introduce modern English-speaking audiences to the wistful and lovely and tragic beauty of classic world folk music. But they aren't world musicians, whatever that means, just a group of Americans caught in some sort of heady escape. They play their live shows in suits and ruffled shirts, electric lights strewn over Jeannie Schroeder's tuba as the audience claps and dances and tosses roses on the stage while singer Nick Jurado wails into the microphone with every ounce of his being. And despite the finer virtues of broadening our minds to the intellectual concept of world music, you know, diversity, whatever, we wouldn't care a lick if the songs weren't good. But man, that guy can sing. Dearly Departed, his signature flesh-tearing ballad of love and loss, is literally one of the saddest, most beautiful songs I've ever heard. The most fascinating thing about Devotchka is that for all their homage to classic folk styles, there's something unmistakably modern about them. From a purely theoretical standpoint, this probably has something to do with their song structure and the ways in which it imitates that of modern indie rock, but the effect isn't about theory, it's about escapism. About leaving behind the humdrum banalities of modern life for something far away, something majestic, something ephemeral and ruddy. The wedding dance at sunset in some exotic locale strewn in crimson flowers, where you dance a polka, eat stew, join the circus, throw knives, wear ruffles, and generally lose yourself somewhere between the tuba, the glockenspiel, and all those fascinating romantic songs.
The band is Devotchka. Our reviewer, Michel Jolet, is managing editor for Filter Magazine.